I think it's sugya of Passover Kisten, so first you have to understand is when it comes to Passover Kisten, it's called Passover Kisten, right? It's bread, which is above a Kisten. And the Seder Dov is that Chazal looked at things with Mezainas, Kitetika things, that Batsim has a dinner of Pass. Navas, since it's something which is not daikir for a person to Bikavei Sudan, so Melo, they were not Mechaivin in Birkas HaMazon. Av Stam Pass Bracha HaMoitzi V'Koshu, even though Stam Pass make a Bracha HaMoitzi V'Koshu, HaGzayis make a Birkas HaMazon, Shani, it ain't Derech Me'odom Bikavei Sudos Aleyam. It's not daikir for a person Bikavei Sudos Aleyam, Rakhlis HaMat HaCharayi. It's not derech to be kavei sudos, therefore it's not going to be, it's going to be zaynus, it's not going to be amlois. So the shaila really is, which we're going to discuss more in the hemshach, not today, that let's say you have something which would be called Passover Kisnin. The study is that a person not kavei sudos on it. Therefore, if you have a shear of kavei sudos, therefore it flips back and you have to bench on it. The shaila is, let's say you have a michael which it is dark like kavei sudos on. Does that make it now out of the category of Passover Kisna? Or we could say the flip side of the Shaila is, let's say something which is doesn't fit the Tanaim what Passover Kisna is, but it's not Daki L'Kveil. So a pretzel, for example, it doesn't fit any of the Tanaim and the Rishayim, what they say, it's not Mamula, it's not sweet, maybe it's Parach. So the question is that going to... Do you say now that it's bread, because it doesn't mean the Tanayim, the first not Passover Kisten? Or Sib says, no, we're looking for its Kviya Suda, being that you're not Kviya Suda on it, so therefore we're not getting a din of a Maitzi. The flip side of the Shaila is, which we have to see what's Mukha, the flip side of the Shaila, let's say something which is Derek L'Kviya Love, and it has a Tanayim. Does now turn into a Maitzi or not? For example, you have a Mezainas roll, or you have a roll which they call Mezainas roll, right? So the question is, if the sort of passive kisses is a zah pass, which people are not kaveh on, the question is, that's what we're looking for? We're looking for the rules, right? Mezainis roll, let's say, sweet. But it's a sweet type of item, which is darker, like kveh on love. So the question is, if you have a sweet type of item, which is darker, to have a kveh, does that get out of the whole sugya and it's automatically a moitzi? Or no, once you fit into the rules, therefore it's not going to be a moitzi. So basically, what I'm clarifying is, the Rishayim, the three examples, is called what's called Passover Kisten. Are these things, I guess you could say in Yeshivish terms, are these things a Siba, not to be a Moitzi? And even if it's darker to be Kaveya, as long as people are not Kaveya, it stays not a Moitzi. And therefore, if you have a Mizunus roll, or let's say we'll call Brekkas, you have a big Brekkas, Brekkas on which person, maybe it's Kaveya Sudas on it. So then, maybe it would fall out of it, or I don't know, it's a Siba. The other flip side would be is, let's say something which is not one of three Tanayim, but no one's kaveh on it. So a pretzel. So if you say, these are the sibas, so then maybe so a pretzel should be a maitzi. If you say, these are just a simon, we're looking to kaveh, and then it's going to be mezainis. This is a basic shayla, which we'll have to discuss in the future. Now, because the yisod adav is that a pasav a kisnin, the halacha is that if the Gemara brings down that if you kaveh a suda on it, then the halacha is it gets a din of pas, and it gets a din of a maitzi. Yish lechker. Is this a deraisa tika halacha or derban tika halacha? Is it deraisa a person shir sviya? You have to bench, then derban tika among the exais. And the shaila is this concept that you have to go ahead if you have a shir sviya, if you have a shir sviya, a passive kisan. The question is that something which is going to be midiraisa or that's something which is going to be midiraban? Fine. Now, in terms of what's going to happen, Allah the Mechaber brings down that Passover Kisan, Bracha Berach Mezainis, Lacha Berach Achas Mein Shalish, V'iyah Shir, Sharechim Rikurigin Lekvei, Lav Apish Leisav Menuvarch, Lav Amoitzi Berach Samaz. So first, Mechaber says, he said that if you have a Kviyah Suda, the Lach is you have to go out and make a Amoitzi. Now, what's the Gedda Kviyah Suda? So the opinion of Mechaber is not like Shittas Ravid, like the Rush. And there's a very big misconception of the Siva Chalal that any Mokim in the Suga, but any time for now we'll say it doesn't, but we'll see maybe in Hamshach, maybe there is some element to it. Is it telling you, your Suda, or it's telling other people? I think the general people think like, oh, you know, like a Avadi's eating a Danish now on the run, on the go, right? So let's say that'd be a Shira Kriya Suda. So do you say like, oh, I'm not being Kaveya, it's not a meal, just snack to get me through this share. So do you say that, I think that's how many people think, there's nothing to do with being, it's totally what you do, Tzura, you're eating it, or a person goes to a Kiddush, and you're eating, so that's not really a meal. I'm just eating and going. I guess different conditions are different, but Al Kopanim, in the world of the Mechaber, based on the Rush, not like the Reva, that's totally in a Shir or Shipurak Vesuda. And even if you do it in an Arai, or even if still, if it's a Shir, which other people are Kvesuda, so then that's going to get it in of Hamaitzi and Birkas Hamazin. What is a Shir, which are Achirim, which are Regan Kvayalav? So, a lot of chrinim should bring down. A lot of chrinim say that shekriya suda is like three or four beitzim. We find in Chas Arvin and other places that dal beitzim would have a din of shekriya suda, and therefore he says three or four beitzim. Doesn't tell you three, doesn't tell you four. Like in Shushanim in Chas Arvin, three or four, he goes three or four. Doesn't really help us out. Tells us like, you know, well, was it three or four? Then he says, kama chrinim the gur mecholam, the lot of chrinim and the goin. And many others. Cholkim suda ain levar chamitz because the mazik is just suda kavosh ayav vayker. Moshkaz v'yitz shem shem elaket chamash v'eskal mukhus v'kein chindes l'shachanarch. That has to be a meal of vayker of ariv. Then he says, "Come walking to v'lachish." That's mechirin shalach l'aber beitzim. Says to v'lachish for the dinner for beitzim. So first. And Moshe is a medayik that he starts with 34 beitzim, then he goes to shekhi v'suda, then he goes to machal 4 beitzim. Why is he doing that? There it says, because all things machalikas. Could be all like the guy you need k'v'suda. Could be all, when we mach one of the smallest shir, well, there's machalikas 3 or 4 beitzim. Therefore, he goes with the shir dala beitzim, as opposed to the shir of 3 beitzim. So, Toiv lachachila lachachas mechirim. You should not eat dala beitzim. Which dala beitzim beetzim is really not so much. In terms of like if somebody's sister makes a Danish, very nice of a big size Danish, but not quite more than dala beitzim. So I have to get that in the moment. Starve, now I'm a starve. Let me see. This 200 grams. How many grams is this? Wait a second, how many grams is this? Fine, because of a dal beitzim is not a tremendous amount. Two of those now, which looks small, no? Barak and is that the right one? Once you're barak 200 grams ready, you're ready in the dal beitzim. This is 120, you're ready. Well, so I have to get a volume and wait next time. But when they converted it, Baritzim, yeah. So that's 120. Yeah, it was a little small. But you get like those big, like, you know, those big American donuts, like those big Danishes, those things are. So those would be, get yourself in the share dollar base. So the person's eating a lot of cake. I have to get flour, put it aside right now. You're having a lot of cake also, you get yourself a shit dollar. So you go to Kiddush a lot of times, the person, if you're pounding away. Some Kiddush, they have a lot of different things, right? They have herring, and they have meat, and whatever, but us, we just have cake. So, you know, a guy's hungry, and just eats a lot of cake, or if the tannis. What?
Other dishes besides
the broth. Yeah. So then, a person ends up with, in the share of dollar beitzim, it's toiv to be machmer. Now, one shall I throw out to speak more about next time. But let's say something which is like no one's kaveh suda on. Okay, first, what's called kaveh suda? So it says, suda is a bike of Arab. Ask me something which is real suda. In other words, now, in the old days, they ate twice, morning and night, right? Nowadays, I think people eat how many sudas a day?
Three all day. Three morning,
so breakfast, I think lunch. The minimum, I mean, a lot of people eat three, but it ended up being like four or five, right? They snack here, they eat there, you know. The only days they eat in the morning and the night, right? They have two meals, finished, they eat all day, like, you know. But you know, the place we say like breakfast, like, you know, like in America, it's just on the go, right? You take a coffee, anything, you're on the go. We're not gonna call that maybe the shir kviyas sudah. Like on the first sheet is three or four beitzim. Second sheet is that's to be shir. It's saying shir sudah kvusha. I have a viker. Has to be a nice amount. It's gonna be a pretty large, you know, pretty large amount. So it's six, seven beitzim. Has to be, you know, a large amount. Toy v'lochlish l'dasam v'chemirim. But l'maisa we would not bench in that situation. Now the Mangan of Rum comes along, and he says that if you have something which Mishmur brings down, if you have something which you don't eat it alone, you have it with other foods, which Malafis is a pass, Zakta Mangan of Rum, that also is Mistarif to your shear. And therefore the Mishmur brings down. Akhul Avad, you have to have Sheer Chim again, let's play him, and it'll be Dala Beitzim, or Dark Vyasuda, whatever it is. Akhul and Basso Dom Achirim, Shnabe Sapas, Shariuch Shachirim, Rigon Lechel, let's play him, Gamkein, and Dom Achirim, then it's going to be Mitzdar. So this Mangan Avram really changes the whole Alok and all thing. He says, if you have a Sheer, which people are Kaveya, which amount the passive kissing with you with all the things, the busser, things like that. It's masbia, kriya suda, then already it's enough. So according to this Magen Avraham, if you have a, let's say, zayis, kibetza worth of barakas, and you have, let's say, and then you have salad, and you have, whatever else they have. So, what?
Pasta,
all those things. You're getting yourself, he's saying, if you have the share, which others are regila and lisvayim menu, when you eat that amount, so therefore the lach is that you're going to have to wash the bench. Yeah. Therefore, one of the big vikuchim ben gei of the mezonos rolls is that bedakka, when a person has a mezonos roll, a lot of times they have it. It's part of a meal, right? You have a mezonos roll and you have your whatever he's eating. So according to Magen Avraham, it's noisy.
Either way,
if you have it, the share with other things. You have a mezonos roll, let's say, put on a tuna. And then you also have on the side whatever you're eating. So then, if you're getting the share, if you have a couple of mezonos rolls, and for sure you're in the Dala Beitzim world, maybe in the Shekhar Yasuda world, right? So you can't do mezonos rolls. That's eating alone. If you're eating with other things, so if you're eating as part of the, with other things, that which shir others are regular kaveh alav, then the lach is it turns into a shir kaveh suda, and therefore you have to wash the bench. That's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Now there are some of the Sfarish places which are chelik b'geis, there are some which are chelik, but the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're having a shir with other things, then it's going to be amaytzi. So basically, the two kachs against the mezonos rolls is two things. The number one is if you have a share with other things, it's you're out in the Mishnah Berurah's world. Shah number two is what we said before, that could be the whole vada pasuk kisten is, he said, of someone which is not darker than kveyalov. Mezonos rolls is darker than kveyalov. I think no one eats mezonos rolls as a snack, right?
There's something here just says, like, for breakfast,
we'll just grab one. It's not a snack. It's instead of washing. It's instead of washing, you have mezonos rolls. So. What? That's a separate discussion. How sweet has to be. That's a different separate discussion. But the main, like, there's some of the airlines, mezonos rolls. Some airlines have mezonos rolls on it. And there's something a home meal. Huh? So, Mr. Shabir, how's your out?
Does the show even start, though? Because it's not sweet.
It's not sweet. Discuss how sweet. It's sweet. That was discussed soon. I'm saying. But definitely, that this mezonos rolls on the plane, it's a, you know, it's a scam, right? So somebody asked the Badats. Rabbi Akimoshe went to ask the Badats, like, what's the pshat? They said, no. What? Cats. So they told him, no, they'll, like, be the Bekiyosi, the Svash, the place, and the Yushalayim. Like, Yushalayim, can you do a Svarti, right? All the days, right? Switch over. So that's certain things. I don't know. But definitely in America. I think in America it's not. They some things was in America. I think it's not existing. They do.
Yeah, they do.
They do. Although our Bana put out a cooker like years ago, it didn't work. The same one. Well.
If a person has a possible kiss, then after.
The Americans just don't want to make you.
Okay, that's heartwarming. Okay, fine. Now, the Bialocha discusses that. It discusses that the. Again, what's considered Shir Kavir Suda? So, Bialocha says, Farer, if he's old or a kid, they eat very little, the Teva, you have to eat a Maitzi Brach Zamazin. If you have a Shir, which Darke, for your type of people, eat this amount. So, you know, as it goes by class and age, and definitely somebody older or somebody younger. I'm not sure why younger. Sorry, but yeah, okay. We're talking about kata, we're talking about teenagers, like teenagers eat, right? No, it's not, right? But, what? Right, okay. No, he's going less. He says, if you have less, then we're going to more peteva. He's going more peteva. Okay. But I guess maybe they're less bored. I don't know. Whatever it is, I can find them. If it's older or whatever, then that'll be the halacha, and therefore whatever. The chard nashim also the number for the one. If women eat less, less. Then the question is, do you say the kula also the chama? Let's put it on the side for now. Okay, fine. So the kids of that. So basically, the first thing is that if you have let's get a chaz over again. The chachila. What's the shir you're allowed to eat a mezainis?
Less than.
Four. We go four because the whole thing's a chumra. We go four. If you eat four, what happens? No, you didn't have to bench. It's a suffix. You did not bench. Unless you have a shir kviyas suda, like the goyin, a person would not bench. If you have a whole portion, you have some zainis and you have some other things. What's going to do the halacha? Right. So notice, for example, for supper, let's say you have apple kugel, chicken, and salad. So if you have enough apple kugel, it's possible because then enough apple kugel, which is a share, which a person eats like as the bread supplement in the meal. So then, and you have chicken and you have whatever. So. Some say the chilek is the shear, the bread supplement. You know, like how much you eat bread in a meal, let's say one piece, like whatever it is, as much as that. But if a person does that, you get yourself into a serious shiloh in that situation. That point to Mark Abraham, you have to bench. I'm sure where you got a bench. So what's the eights in that situation? So before the eights are, Moshe Feinstein takes even more right. He goes, a person goes to the smorgasbord, and they have all sorts of, like, a lot of different foods in the smorg, and a person has some cake, and he has some whatever else he's eating. So he says, almost starve. And therefore, it's going to, you're going to have to wash and bench. So Moshe is going, or Moshe says, you have dessert. He also says, you know, it's just thing, such a thing, what else would apply? On that, the Pesachim were Chilik and Moshe. They say that it only works if it's something which Malafis is a pass, goes together with the pass. If I give a cake with dessert, that's not, that's not going to be mitzvah. It's a side dish to the chicken. You don't eat together, something that's coming a lot. But it's like, if something, if I give a piece of cake, which is no sheikhs to it, then, therefore, that would not apply. And standard is making full, what? Has to be things which go together. Has to be something which is some type of element of it's coming with spoya and the lavis is a pass. If other something with dessert, something with no sheikh, that's what they want to say. But a second. But if you have an issue, let's say burekas, you want to fight about apple, let's go burekas, okay? Burekas salad and yeshiva lunch, burekas salad and what else? They have rice. If you have the shir, the burekas will get you into an issue, and therefore, according to the Magabram, you have to bench. So what's the eitzes? So number one is, what eitzes is, if you make a bracha achorina, you split it up. Eat your bracha and then make a bracha achorina. So then you finish your burekas. And therefore, that's that's Eitzah. Or eat other things and do the Eitzah. Now, the Chaznish is Mesupik in Chavav, some Chavav, is the Milo even start for now. Do you say the Milo is part of Pasuk Kislev or not part of Pasuk, part of the Shir? Because you have to have Shir in the Kemach, or you have to have Shir in the Atzam, or the Milo even start. Then the T of the Chaznish is the Sarchian, is that something like in the flour, the sugar, or the all the other ingredients in the flour, we wouldn't say that's something which would, yes, be mistar, but if you're dealing with something inside of it, he's more mesupik. You know, there's the potatoes in the potato bracha. It's not mamish It's just sitting outside. That already he's more of a suffix and it's sarchian. Is that something which would he have to be mustafa? It doesn't work. Succeed a passive kissing, so they shouldn't bring down. I was saying bring down three shitas. Passive kissing and the yesh haimim that it's a kiss. You fill it with sugar. Egoizim, shkedim, tavlinim. Now that goes into the passive kissing. You have to fill it in with some sweet thing. Therefore, it goes in the passive kissing. Now. The something we see later in the sim, which is very important, Allah, is that let's say you filled it in with something which is a meal type food. As you filled it in with chicken, or you have, what would be a case? What? Cheese.
Egg roll.
So, in Sif, you're. That's the last Sif. Zion. There's all discussion. You have this pashtida, which you bake inside. There's going to be bustard, dug, and levina. So basically, the sack of the Mishabura Birlach is that unless you know that's nafik v'yasuda, it's a meal type of food, it's more night to say it's in a pass. Therefore, something's filled with, it's a pass of a kissing that's filled inside, let's say, like we said, cheese, meat, things like that. Now we get a dinner pass of a kissing. I'm sorry, and that'll be considered a hamoitzi.
Cheese Danish?
So we're going to have to discuss b'negeya, so two things. The shout about this, we have to discuss, is this dafka something when we're dealing with filled? Let's say it's already sweet. The pasuk is a 3 to 9, it's filled, that's number one. Number two is the dough is sweet, 3 is it's like a hard dough. Do you say this word of, is only when you're talking about filled? Because the filling is not just a food type of thing, therefore that's going to be the halacha. We're going to be dealing where it's not a filling, we're dealing with something which is a sweet dough, maybe that's going to be Andrish, or even by sweet dough, we say it's tabasvar. Let's put that on hold right now. Pakabana, sign number one is that if something filled inside, it's going to be sitapazakis. And the next is Issa, which you have dvash, shaman, or chalav, I mean, tavlin, or alpha. It has to be tama, truvis, nikr, be Issa. It has to be something which is nikr, be Issa. Talking about shpuv, it's not nikr, then we say that it's going to be lechem gomer. And it's just something which is noticeable sweet. Even if it's Rav Mayim, if it's a minim elu and changes the time, that's just something which is fairly sweet and something which is going to be nicker. Yeah, and Ramad says, Yeshayim is a nicker bas gamer. Nicker is not enough. Like a noticeable change is not enough. Elegant Yeshayim, Harbetim, and Josh Mystic is a girl locker, because I read a lot. I said, these are Minker, a tavlin, the tam, Yusim, a camera. It's the Iker. Okay, Josh, I'm in the color. Finish a Ruy man, Umi and Mayim. These niggers from Tam Harbin, these are him Iker. Tam is tough, him, Sushi, the cause of the. The psak of the Ramah is, I assume it's the ikker tam. It's like extremely noticeable. It's not enough that it's just nicker. So in the other Zionist rolls, are back to or pizza, let's say they make it with apple sauce. So according to the Mechaber, it's enough that it has to be nicker. If it's nicker, then it's going to be enough. The opinion of the Ramah is it has to be rave nicker, and it has to be very, very strongly nicker. And if it's not strongly nicker, Iker and Iker Shatam would not be enough, and therefore would not be considered pass. Because the last night, something has to be parech, something which is like hard and it falls apart, and therefore, yeah, that being together. Now, if it's possible, kiss, as we said before, it's suffix. What you do is that if you're, it's a suffix, whether it's pass, we have one of the tonight, it's a suffix, whether it's pass or not, and therefore, out of a suda, where a person makes a person makes a mezainis, unless you have a shear of Kavias Suda. Something which the place can discuss, if a person has, let's say, a piece of cake and coffee. So, why are we making resilience on the cake? Tam Safik. Not sure if it's a Maitzi or a Pasuk Kisan, therefore you make a, we're not sure. So, we're not sure if there's Machalikus in that. So, in Cain, why if you make, if you have coffee and cake, why do you make a brach on the coffee? Chayra, if it's pas, it could have a shapat to it. So one plan is, remember we had a chakira, what's Amitzi Patris? Is it the bracha or is it the lachem? I'm sure I want to go more, maybe it's going to be the bracha. So if he goes to bracha, that could be a simple answer. The reason why it's not going to batter over here, because it's telling the bracha. And the bracha over here is not going to be said Amitzi. That's, you know, one plan. And there's another plan to say maybe the person had das specifically not the patter.
Eating with
there,
not eating with
there.
Maybe that's the
one
eating the bread with
there. Maybe, same. Maybe that's, you know, that's something. Maybe it's something which would work. Fine, I gotta stop here.